Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
I've just come through a couple of days at Missions Fest where I've been talking a lot.
那在过去两天的Mission Fest， 应该叫做福音传教事工节这个活动当中，我们有过一些交通了。
So, forgive me, my voice is a little weak today.
对不起，我今天的嗓子不太好。
First, I want to thank Reverend Tong and all the pastors and all the leaders of the church for welcoming me and giving me this opportunity this morning.
那首先我要感谢汤牧师还有各位牧师整个教会愿意欢迎我来到这里跟大家分享我的见证。
Indeed, it has been many years that I've had a chance to come here and to share and that to be on this missionary journey with Lord's Grace Church.
那我也很荣幸，这么多年来一直呢。我会常常来到这个教会跟大家分享，同时呢，这个教会跟我一起同行在这个传教的旅程当中。
So this afternoon after the service, I will be getting a bit of lunch and then going to the airport and then flying to Haiti.
那今天下午当我吃完了午饭之后呢，我就要准备就绪，直接飞往海地。
We will be joined by about 4 engineers and we will be designing a medical clinic.In the town of Cap-Haitien.
那我呢会和另外的四位工程师一起组成一个团队，飞往海地的一个城市，北部的一个城市，为他们建立一个医学中心、医疗中心。
Yeah, so over the years, many people, some of the people even in this congregation have gone with me or gone with EMI or on various teams around the world.
那在过去的很多年当中呢，我们会政当中的一些人也参与到 EMI 的这个施工当中，和我们一起组队去世界各国，帮助他们来建立不同的建筑。
It's been amazing to me. It's been 15 years since I've been on this journey as a missionary.
想起来真的很奇妙。我开始这个传教事工是在15年前了。
But it's not really just a period of time. This has really been a journey.
那对我来说，那并不只是一段时间而已。对我来说，这是一个旅程。
I think in many ways I'm not the same person I was when I started.
在很多方面来讲，我觉得我现在的我已经不再是15年前那个我了。
And I'll see where God takes me and changes me as a person, even as I keep going and get to where I'm going.
那当我继续在这个旅程当中继续前行的时候，那我要看一看神要怎么样来继续的改变我。
And so it is with all of our lives that we are on a variety of different journeys.
那我想在座的每个人跟我一样，我们的人生其实就是在不同的大大小小的旅程当中。
Whether it's at a church here with our church family.
那或有的呢是可以跟我们的教会的同工也好，我们的教会团体也好。
If you're married like I am, then you have a journey with your spouse.
那或者呢，如果你跟我一样是已婚人士，那就是跟你的另一半有一个这样的旅程。
And if you have children, you have another journey of being a parent to children.
那如果你是父母的话，那同样作为父母，你跟你的孩子也有一个旅程。
All these different journeys really come together to make up your life and my life.
那所有的这些大大小小不同的旅程拼凑在一起，就叫做人生。
Interestingly, I think, you know, in reading the scripture in Hebrews today, many of us, not most of us, all of us in this room, are immigrants and you know, on a journey.
那很有意思哈，我们今天来读的这个希伯来书里面的经文当中，我就联想到在座的各位当中，肯定大部分人都是一代移民、二代移民、三代移民这样哈。
Yeah, whether you have come to this country yourself, maybe you were brought here by your parents, or maybe your grandparents came, we are not where our families used to be, and this is a new experience for us.
无论你是一代移民也好，二代移民也好，还是三代移民也好，我们都是已经离开了那个我们从前的故乡，来到了一个定居下来的地方，但是我们又还在这个路上，又没有完全的安顿下来。
And so sometimes you may have the feeling that you know you're not where you were before, you're not fully settled, and you're not quite sure of exactly what life might even be like in the future.
所以对于我们来说呢，我们已经不在那个我们原来成长的地方了。但是呢，我们到的这个地方又不是我们旅途的那个终点站，我们在这个当中。
Yeah, so in many ways, this is very similar to our Christian life.
那其实呢，这个跟我们作为基督徒的这个旅程是非常相似的。
So when I found out a couple of months ago that the theme for your church this year is the priesthood of the believers.
那两个多月前，当我得知今年主恩堂的主题呢，就叫做圣徒皆祭祀。
I went back and I reread the book of Hebrews.
那我就回去重新来查考希伯来书。
I find that Hebrews is a really good connection between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
我个人觉得希伯来书是一部非常好的连接旧约和新约的一个桥梁的书。
It really is a good connector for those who call God our God and who God calls his people.
对于那些称上帝为神，然后又被上帝称为是自己子民的这样一群人，对于他们来说是一个非常好的连接点。
And there are many lessons in there for us as we call ourselves Christians and we are on this journey in Christ.
那同样的，对我们这些人，我们称自己是基督徒，那我们在这个基督徒的旅程当中行走的这些人也是很有意义的。
So as I mentioned, all of us are on a many different kinds of journeys. So what is the journeys that define who you are?
那刚才我说到了，我们每个人都是在不同的旅程当中。那究竟哪一个旅程对你来说是定义你自己，你是谁的？
Often the world tells us that our journey in life is really about making a good salary and gathering a lot of wealth.
那这个世界常常告诉我们的就是那个定义我们是谁的那个旅程呢，就是我们要不断的去获取金钱财富。
Maybe through your education and your hard work, you will gain titles and positions.
或者呢，通过你受良好的教育、努力等等，能够获取地位啊，获取你的资格。
And more and more, we see that people chase experiences with travel and lots of different kinds of places and things to see and things to eat.
那我们也看过很多人呢，是很喜欢追求经验、体会，要去环游世界各地。
And then we enjoy sharing it with everybody on social media.
然后我们很喜欢在社交媒体上来跟大家分享我们的所见所闻。
In and of themselves, these are really good things.
那所有的这些事情，其实都是好事。
But at the end of it all, when you look at it all, what is it that really then ultimately defines you and the values of that you hold on to?
那最终，如果你静静想一下的话。所有的这些不同的事情当中，有哪一样你认为是可以定义你自己的价值，你人生的价值？
In the confusion of so many different things and so many different ways to live life, I think God has some really good news for us.
我在所有的这些那个很庞杂的、很复杂的这些各种各样的言论和价值观当中，到底神给我们的心意是什么？
Yeah, God is promising to enter into our journeys, each one and every one.
神应许过我们每个人都有一个别样的旅程与他。
Where there is darkness in our lives, he will bring light.
在黑暗的地方，他会使我们进入光明。
Where there is anxiety and stress in our lives, he promises to give us peace.
在焦虑和忧愁当中，他应许我们会给平安。
And where we see brokenness, God offers hope and healing.
在那个破碎之地，他也应许我们会给我们医治的盼望。
A journey with God means that we will begin to see what is of great value in our lives.
一个邀请神进入与你同行的一个旅程，就意味着我们会发现那个对我们生命最有意义的事情是什么。
And he will help us to grow what is good.
那神呢会帮助我们去发展那个对我们有益的。
But also on this journey, God helps us identify the things in our lives that are actually, in fact, destructive.
同样呢，神也会在这个旅程当中告诉我们哪些事情对我们是有毁坏性的，是伤害我们的。
And he will help us to choose to be able to put these aside for the good.
他也同样会帮助我们把这些事情都推到一边。
Some years ago, I met a man in India.
那几年前呢，我认识了一位印度人。
He grew up in a fairly poor home, so his parents were not able to really provide him with a very good education.
他的家境并不是很好，所以他父母没有能力给他提供良好的教育。
He was a relatively small in stature, and so even in sports with his friends, he wasn't very good.
那他本身呢，人长得也比较瘦小，所以在各种体育项目当中，他也不能像他朋友那样能玩得很好，打得很好。
When he put his hand to a variety of different kinds of work, he could not find success. So it was a real challenge for him.
那同样，他还尝试了各种不同的工作，但是呢，无论做什么，他都觉得自己不是很顺手。不是很成功。
And increasingly he became depressed and anxious, and he couldn't see value in his life.
那逐渐他就越来越觉得很压抑，很忧愁，很痛苦。
And so one,
而且他看不到自己生命的价值。
Right, so one day he decided to commit suicide.
所以有一天他就决定我要自杀。
But as he stood on the railroad tracks waiting for the train to come, he heard a voice.
那他是要选择卧轨自杀。当他面对那个飞驰而来的火车的时候，他要向前跨那一步的时候，他忽然听到了一个声音。
And the voice said, and it was God saying, "Why are you wasting your life before your time is done?"
这个声音是来自神的。神就对他说，在你的日子未满之前，你为什么要如此浪费你的生命？
He stepped back and away from the tracks, and he said to God, "So God, if you think I am of any value, what do you want me to do?"
So he 一下就把脚撤回来了。他就对神说：“神啊，你到底要我做什么？”
So this man who's from southern India, in an area in Kerala where there is a tradition of Christianity.
那这个印度人啊，他是来自印度。印度南部，那印度南部呢，相对呢，基督教的传统是比较盛行在那个地方。
So God called him to go to the north of the country.
但神呢，呼召他从印度南部去印度北部。
So he became a missionary in his own country up to the north, where there were very, very few Christians.
那印度北部呢，是一个基督徒极少的一个地方。
In fact, many missionaries up in that northern part of India have been killed for their faith.
事实上呢，在印度北部有很多的宣教人士，都殉道流血在那里。
It's interesting that appropriately this man's name is Abraham.
很有趣的是，这个印度人啊，我认识这个印度人，他的名字叫亚伯拉罕。
About 7 years ago, I was in India and I had a chance to go visit some of the work that Pastor Abraham has been able to accomplish in 30 years.
几年前我有幸去到印度去参观了一些这位亚伯拉罕牧师所建立的一些教会和他所开办的一些机构。
I have been to the homes for the children who are orphans that he has built.
我曾经参观过他在那边为这些街头流浪的儿童所建立的收容中心。
I've been to the vocational training centers for the women that who are able to be trained so they can make some money to take care of their families.
同样呢，我也参观过他为一些妇女举办的一个叫做培训中心的地方，就是培训他们有能力、有资格可以去养家糊口，为家里挣钱。
I had a chance to visit the churches that now exist of many congregations because of the work that was there.
而且我也看到了他建立了很多所教会。那里面有很多的信徒可以一起来敬拜神。
In fact, the reason why I was in northern India to visit him and to work with a team with him was to build a center to train even more pastors.
那实际上呢，我之所以要去北印度去参观他的这些教会呢，就是因为我们被邀请过去帮助他们来为他们设计一个牧者培训中心。
Over the years, Pastor Abram has had his life threatened.
那在过去的他服侍神的很多年当中，在印度北部，那他的生命曾经几次的被威胁过。
Yeah, his life has been threatened at the point of a knife and at gunpoint.
无论是用刀逼着他，或者是用枪口对着他，这样的经验他都有过。
Many times he thought his life was going to be over.
很多时候他想，我死定了，我的人生就结束在这儿了。
But he knows that in his own timing that he had already given his life to God, so he was always prepared to perhaps die for the Lord.
但是他心里深知，他的生命已经交给了神，他随时都做好准备，为神而献出生命。
Yeah, but this weekend, Pastor Abraham was came to Canada to visit, and he was at Missions Fest.
那这个上一个周末呢，亚伯拉罕牧师来到了加拿大，参加了我们这个这个叫做传教士工节的活动。
Yeah, now he's gathering support from even some of the churches in Vancouver to plant even more churches.
那他来到这里面也是要更多的筹款，这样他可以回到北印度，建立更多的教会和更多这样收容的场所。
So has Pastor Abraham become perfect in his faith?
所以你觉得亚伯拉罕牧师他在他的信心上是很完美的吗？
No.
不是的。
Has he become perfect as a person in being able to love others?
但是，就在，爱人的这个方面，他已经越来越完美了。
Yeah, but he's not perfect in that either.
Sorry.
Sorry. So he's not perfect in being able to love others.
Okay. 在爱人关怀人的这方面，其实他还并不很完美。
But God has entered his life and is on this journey with him, and that's what makes all the difference.
但是呢，在人生的那一刻，他邀请了神进入他的旅程，与他同行。这个就是他的人生可以有如此大转变的那个关键所在。
About a year ago, my wife and I started to take Tai Chi lessons.
大概一年多前吧，我和我的夫人开始学习太极。
When I was younger, in my 20s, I used to take Shaolin Kung Fu and Wing Chun and other styles.
那我年轻的时候曾经学习过少林功夫啊，咏春拳啊，这些各种各样的套路哈。
I love the strength and the speed of those styles.
我非常欣赏这些套路当中的那种力量和气势。
However, with time, now that my kids are in university and they're getting older,
现在呢，我有两个孩子已经上大学了。
I realize that I'm no longer the young man that I used to be.
我意识到我已经老了。
And I can't keep up.
我真的没有办法跟他们比了。
And so now I'm taking Tai Chi because it's actually good so that I can gain good balance so that one day I don't keep falling over.
所以现在我就开始学太极，为什么呢？来学这个平衡的艺术，这样我以后老的时候不会摔跤。
We often think of martial arts as the action, as the strength.
当我们想到武功的时候，我们就会想说，它是关于这个动作的。
But regardless of what style you're doing, and the most important thing is the posture that you stand before you make a move.
武术功夫是讲究的是招式，那有招就有式。最重要呢，实际上是你出招之前的那个起势。
Your posture is critical in dictating the quality and the strength of the action.
那这个你之前的那个姿态、那个姿势，那武功里面叫起势，就决定了你之后的那个动作它的质量如何。
It's the foundation for everything that you do.
你的姿态实际上是你之后的所有动作的那个最基础的基础。
As an architect, I understand the strength that the importance of the strength of a foundation.
那作为一个建筑师，那我非常了解，对于一个建筑来说，它的地基有多么重要。
I've designed buildings on very soft ground in Richmond.
那比如说，我曾经在列治文设计过一些建筑。那列治文大家都知道，它的土壤相对是比较松软的。
It's very different than what I'm designing for something like on the mountainside at Whistler.
那对比起来呢，我也曾经为惠斯勒设计过那种在山坡上的那些酒店，那它的这个地质是非常不一样的。
And I've designed for places like Katy or even Vancouver when we're talking about earthquake and that the ground might actually begin to move.
那我也曾经为海地也好，还是温哥华也好，设计这些建筑。那我们现在最关心的就是这个地震的问题，怎么样来预防地震。
Because the foundation and the structure were weak in Haiti, almost 300,000 people died in one day.
就是因为呢，海地的地震当中有很多结构不合格的这些建筑存在，它们倒塌，结果就导致将近300,000人死亡。
Before we consider how we even do our journey, what we're going to do, how we're going to move, we have to think about our posture.
所以说，当我们要做出一个动作之前，我们首先要静下来，好好思考我们的姿态是否正确。
The people that we meet in Scripture in the Bible were not perfect people.
那我们在圣经当中所读到的这些人物，没有一个人是完美的。
But they achieved great things for the Lord because their posture ultimately guided them to do the right things.
但他们可以最后能够为神做大事，就是因为他们的那个姿态是扎根于耶稣基督的。
Peter was weak and he denied Christ 3 times.
彼得非常软弱，他曾经三次不认主。
But ultimately God restored him and he helped to found the church.
但是也就是他最终建立起了主后的那些初期教会。
Gideon became a great warrior, but at the beginning he was hiding in his father's basement.
那基甸这个圣经人物，他呢本来是一个勇士，最后成为一个勇士，但是他之前啊，为了躲避米甸人的攻击，躲在地下那个酒栅里面，不敢出来。
Rahab lived a difficult life, and she was a prostitute.
那喇合这个人，他本来是一个妓女。
But when she met God and His people, she was brave. She helped them, and then she was saved.
那当他遇见了神和神的子民之后，他就有足够的勇气，愿意去帮助他们。
And as part of her story, we see her name in the lineage of Jesus.
这从此改变他的人生，因为他最后竟然会在耶稣的家谱当中出现。
The journey written about in the book of Hebrews is a spiritual journey.
那我们在希伯来书当中所读到的这个旅程呢，实际上是一个属灵的旅程。
It is a journey from spiritual infancy to maturity.
是从属灵婴儿期到成熟期的一个旅程。
So what is a Christ-centered posture?
那究竟什么是一个以基督为中心的姿态呢？
One that will guide us on our journey from day to day.
那这个以基督为中心的姿态是可以来指导我们每天的生活。
Let me propose today just 3 things.
那我来建议三个方面。
We need to look at our attitude.
首先我们要关注我们的态度。
We gotta be careful of our focus.
然后呢我们要很关注我们自己的焦点在哪里。
And be always ready in, well, it's our readiness that needs to be, that we need to be careful about.
同时呢我们要时刻准备着，有准备就绪的状态。
In construction, we know that the very first thing you do sets you in a direction that's hard to turn later on.
在建筑过程当中啊，我们知道那个你做的那第一件事，放的那第一个石头，就决定了你之后的整个建筑的走向。
So these are the things that we do. Our posture allows us to move in the right direction, so we don't have to keep changing and correcting.
所以我们在做动作之前的那个姿态，就是那第一块基石，就决定了我们之后会不会需要再去改变我们的方向。
When we get up every day and we go out of our houses, do we just leave things up to chance?
当我们每天过我们自己的日常生活的时候，我们是不是就只是说，哦，就交给命运了，爱怎么样怎么样吧？
And just take things as they come and just react and respond only as things are happening to us.
或者就是，有什么事情来了，我就去应付，随机的去应付。
But what if you're feeling inadequate and you're not poorly equipped to handle those things?
但是如果说你觉得你没有这个能力去面对他们怎么办？你觉得你没不称职去面对他们怎么办？
Maybe these are things that we've encountered before and we've made mistakes before and we can't help but keep making the same mistakes over and over again.
或许呢我们之前犯过一些错误，然后我们不希望能够再同样再去犯重复的错误。
I know there's some things that I've tried where I've failed, and maybe I've tried again and I've failed, and then I just give up.
那我知道我人生当中有过一些事情是我不断的尝试但不断的失败。
For some things, it's okay. I move on to something else. For other things in our life that are very, very important, this is not a good way to do it.
可能对于一些不太重要的事情，这样就算了，就我们就过去了。但是对于人生来说非常重要、很有价值的事情，这种方式是行不通的。
For all of us in that position, there is good news.
所有经历过像我这种屡错再错、不知道怎么办的这种状态的朋友们，今天有好消息了。
In the book of Hebrews chapter 4,
在希伯来书4章里面。
Two verses 14 and 16, they tell us this.
那其中有两句经文，十四节和十六节，这样告诉我们。
It says, therefore, since we have a great high priest,
you can complete the verse.
Who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess.
所以既然我们有了一位已经得到上天荣耀的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，那么我们就当持定所承认的道。
Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
所以我们就可以坦然无惧地来到神的施恩宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩悯，做随时的得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
These and many other verses in Scripture bring us back. When we read them, they were a good reminder for us.
所以这些经文都是对我们来说非常好的提醒。
They tie us back to God and His promises to us.
那这些呢，就是把神以前曾经给我们的这些应许与我们连接起来。
Although we are imperfect, He is always ready for with His mercy and His grace.
虽然我们是不完全的，但是他永远有足够的连续和恩典。
He's there to mend our regret and our shame.
他有足够的能力来恢复，来治愈我们曾经的悔恨和耻辱。
But there are many times I get to the end of the day and I look back on it and I go, wow, you know, I wish I'd done this differently or that differently or I had approached this differently. And it's easy to have regret.
每当我们比如说每天一天忙碌下来，回想这一天的时候，我常常会有这种想法，就觉得我如果那句话那样说就好了，我那件事那样做就好了，真希望可以重来一次。
So unfortunately, sometimes I think about my posture, how I would have done it differently too late.
那我经常呢是从回看的这个角度来遗憾，我当初为什么没有做好那个姿态。
An architect joined one of our teams to design a hospital in Nepal.
那曾经有一位建筑师加入我们的团队，为尼泊尔设计一个医院。
During the project, he felt that the Lord had given him a particular vision for how this hospital would be designed.
在这个设计过程当中，他觉得神给了他一个非常具体的一个计划，一个图纸，是要怎么来建这个医院。
However, when he received feedback and input from the other team members, he did not listen.
但是很遗憾的话，就因为他非常明确这个远景，所以当其他的组员然后和客户来给他一些意见和回馈的时候，他完全听不进去。
It became increasingly hard for his team members to work with him because he wouldn't listen, he wouldn't change, he had a very hard heart.
所以这就导致呢，我们的其他的组员就很难和他协同合作，因为他没有办法听进去别人的话。
So he didn't carry with him a very good attitude towards how to work with his teammates.
所以呢，实际上就说明他的这个态度并没有摆正，没有办法和别人一起合作。
And his focus was on his own vision and not the vision of what it needed to be to serve this ministry.
而且呢，就说明他所注视的那个焦点就仅仅是在他想到那个具体的建筑形象上。
Yeah, and his readiness to be flexible was inadequate. It was very poor.
而且他也并没有很好的准备就绪，以一个非常变通灵活的状态去应对大家来的意见。
In the end, the project leader had to ask this person to sit on the sidelines while the rest of the team finished the project.
所以最终呢，没有办法，这个团队的主管就只好请他说先暂靠一边，我们来其他的团队成员一起把这个项目完成。
It turned out that a younger architect who was also on the team had to step in, but was able to then help the team to get to where it needed to go.
那最终的结果呢，就是这个团队当中一个更年轻的建筑师，比他的经验要少很多的这个建筑师完成了这个项目。
So many times we do find ourselves engaged in even really good things in life.
所以呢，就可以看到，有的时候我们虽然是全身心去投入一件事情。
But as Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 4,
就好像是在提摩太后书 四章当中，保罗这样说。
We can be in the race.
我们就好像是在赛跑一样。
We're not standing on the sideline.
我们不是在边上在等候或者观望。
But if we don't run the race well, we can still be disqualified.
那如果我们没有把这个赛跑跑好的话，我们就是不合格的。
Every day, we're all very busy. We're all very busy people.
每一天我们都是很忙碌的人。
You're in the race.
是的，我们都在赛跑。
How do we avoid pitfalls so that we don't become disqualified?
我们要怎么样去避免这样的失败，以至于我们不被称为是不合格的？
But beyond being disqualified, how do we become excellent?
那就即使是避免取消比赛资格这件事先不谈，我们怎么样可以不但是合格的，而且是可以做得非常优秀的？
How do we actually turn every situation into one where we are a blessing to those who are around us?
我们怎么样能够把发生在我们生命当中的每一件事，无论好坏，都可以把它转变成对我们身边的人是一个祝福？
I think Jesus gives us a really good example of this.
那我想耶稣就给我们做一个很好的榜样。In
John chapter 4, Jesus is sitting next to a well.
那在约翰福音四章当中就说到耶稣呢，坐在一个井边。I'm
sure he's tired, he's been walking, he's thirsty, he's hungry, his disciples have gone to get lunch.
那我相信当时他很累，因为他已经走了很多路，然后当时也很渴很饿，因为他的门徒去给他找吃的了。
And as he's sitting there, a woman is coming in the middle of the day to get water.
那他就在坐在井边的时候呢，一位妇人过来打水。
Which is actually kind of odd because usually you do not get water when at the hottest part of the day.
这个其实是很奇怪的，因为在正午的时候，那么热的天气下，是不会有人来打水的。
And she was by herself. She wasn't with any friends or anybody else.
所以她是一个人来，没有任何的同伴。
In the culture of the day, Jesus would not, should not communicate, talk to this person, this woman in any way.
在当时的文化背景下，耶稣是不能也不应该跟这位妇女聊天谈话的。
In fact, he was in an area in Samaria where his people, the Jews, did not even want to even have any association with the people in that area.
甚至呢，在当时的犹太文化里面，像他这样一个纯正犹太人是很忌讳和一个撒玛利亚人谈话的，因为撒玛利亚人是犹太人和外族的混血。So,
for all sorts of different reasons, Jesus should not even care what is happening or what will happen or anything about this woman.
所以就是所有的这些都指向说耶稣其实没有必要，完全没必要去关心这个妇人。
I find myself many times sitting in a situation or about to enter a situation where I say, I shouldn't get involved.
那同样的，我就觉得我常常也会陷入这样的境况当中，就是我会觉得，哎，我还是不要掺进去了。
This is none of my business.
或者说，这跟我没半毛钱关系。
What would others think if I actually got involved in this?
或者说我一旦掺进去了，别人怎么看我？
And for those reasons, I would have just sat and done absolutely nothing.
所以在这种境遇里面，我可能常常就是选择站在旁边观望不动。Jesus
didn't think this way.
但是耶稣并不是这样想。Jesus
was prepared to enter into the messiness of this woman's life.
耶稣实际上是已经准备就绪了，他要踏入这位妇人她生活当中的一切的不容易，一切的窘况。His
attitude was that even for a moment he would be able to try to make a difference in her life. That was his attitude.
所以耶稣的那个态度就是说，哪怕只是一瞬间的事，哪怕只是这一刻的事，我也愿意尽我的全力去改变她的生命。
And his focus was to make a positive impact on her life, not just for today, but for the rest of her life.
那他当时所注目的焦点就是，我要正面的去影响这个妇人的生命，而且不仅仅是她当下的这个生命，而是她永恒的生命。
Now Jesus knew what her life was like.
耶稣深深地知道这个妇人她的背景她的故事。
So he was ready with the information it needed, he needed to be able to speak to her in a way that allowed to, a conversation to begin to happen.
所以他已经准备就绪了，因为他有足够的这些知道妇人对妇人的了解，以至于他可以随时能够进入这个妇人的生命来正面的影响他。
So as he shared with her and redeemed her to God, it changed her life and the life of her entire village.
所以当耶稣做出这个动作，进入这个妇人的生命，和他谈话，然后以至于赎回他的生命的时候，那这个妇人不但自己的生命被赎回，那他同乡的生命也有很多被赎回。
I know for myself, and maybe you are with me, that there are many times I get to the end of a day, of a busy day, and I realize my distraction made me unaware or not enter into someone else's time when I could have made a difference in their lives.
我想在座的很多人当中跟我一样有这样的体会，就是常常忙碌了一天回到家会觉得我今天的工作的忙碌好像让我忽略掉很多我生命当中真正需要我去关注的人或者需要我去注目的事情。
As believers, we don't belong to this world.
作为基督徒我们并不属于这个世界。
So don't let this world dictate the shape of our attitude.
所以不要允许这个世界来决定我们要有什么样的态度。
Don't let this world dictate what you focus on every day.
也不要允许这个世界来决定我们的关注点，那个焦点在哪里。
And be ready to be a reflection, of the blessings of God in this dark world.
而是要我们时刻准备就绪，有一个姿态是可以随时来承载和反射神给这个世界的祝福，而不是在这个黑暗的世界当中。
So, you know, when you come to church and people often talk about, oh, you do your morning devotions or your morning prayers.
我们经常在教会里面和人交谈的时候会说，哦，你今天有没有做那个你今天早上的晨读啊的灵修啊。
The purpose of it is to begin our day in a way that our posture is focused and pointed in the right direction when we take our very first step of the day.
那这个所谓的晨读灵修，它的目的究竟在哪里呢？实际上就是让我们可以预备好一个正确的姿态来面对这一天要经历的事情。
And we need to be able to repeat this even quietly or silently to ourselves as we go through the day.
所以当我们在这一天当中行走的时候，我们实际上要时刻来提醒自己，不断地让自己纠正自己的姿态，以至于我们可以面对每一件事情。
So that whoever God puts in front of you today, you will not miss opportunity.
所以当神让你去经历这样或那样的事情的时候，你一直都是准备就绪的。
Are we prepared to do this today?
那大家有没有准备好？我们今天就来这样做。
So I'm just gonna in just a moment I'm gonna stop, and then you can think of, I will think of, we will all think of at least one person maybe this afternoon that we could make a bit of a difference to in an active way to actually think how can I impact just even one person today, this week, soon.
那我们一会儿呢要安静片刻，我们每个人包括我自己都要开始想想一个人是你觉得你今天或者这接下来的一个星期当中需要你去关注去关心去投入你的注目的一个人。
Let's think about that for just a moment.
好，现在我们就来想。
Does God bring anybody to mind?
神有没有把一些人的名字告诉你啊？
Maybe there's more than one person.
也许不止一个人。
That's good.
那很好啊。
Let's make sure that we do something.
那我们就来争取能够做点什么。
I'm going to reread our scripture for today.
我们现在来重读今天的经文。
And, But when we do this, let's not think about it as being the people on a journey from hundreds of years ago.
当我们读的时候，我希望我们不要想这些经文讲的就是那很多年前圣经上发生的一些历史人物的故事。
Let's think about this as being you and me being part of this journey.
那我们就把这个主语换成你，换成我，换成我们现在的每一个人，然后在这个旅程当中。
Okay, so let's read it all together in both languages and we can do it all together. Hebrews 13, so 11, 13 and 16.
好，那我们就中英文一起同时来朗诵。
All these
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
They were foreigners and strangers on earth.People who say such things show that
they are looking for a country of their own.
If they had been thinking of the country they
had left, they would
have
an opportunity to return.
Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Wow. Let's think of ourselves in that way, that we can be change makers.
那就让我们把自己真正当做那个变革者，那个可以改变现状的人。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us so much.
我们在天上的父，感谢你是如此爱我们。
I pray that we can all see ourselves the way you see us.
让我们可以用你的眼光来看待我们自己。
I pray that we can see one another the way you see all of us.
我们可以用你的眼光来看待我们身边的每一个人。
And so, Father, as we continue on this journey,through life, I pray that we invite you into our journey.
那当我们继续在人生的旅程当中行走的时候，我就祈求你可以加入我们，和我们一起同行。
I thank you that you promised to give us the strength.
主啊，我感谢你，因为你应许你要给我们力量。
And to be with us in every situation.
无论在怎么样的境况之下，你都永远与我们同在。
I pray that you open our eyes and our ears and our hearts.
求你来打开我们的眼睛，我们的心。
That we see and hear and feel the challenges of all those around us, that we can help and enter into their world.
这样我们可以看到，可以听见我们身边人的需要，这样可以帮助他们前行。
So whether you call us to our neighborhood, or you call us around the world, that we can be.People who can make a difference to others in your name.
主要无论是你呼召我们是在我们身所在的这个居所附近来服侍，还是你呼召我们去世界各地去服侍，你都同样给我们这样一颗心。
Amen.
谢谢。
Thank you.